This is Torch columnist James Caldwell, joined by fellow Torch columnist Sean Radican for discussion of the August 10th Hard Justice pay-per-view report. This is rapid-fire style, so we'll try to get through this pay-per-view as quickly as possible. Sean, I think you promised me a rap to start off the audio here, since that's how TNA started. So do you have that rap ready for me?
I can't think of anything right now. I just kind of went numb after the show went off the air.
Was it numb from the rapping or from just the overall show? Or what's your overall thought on the show?
I don't. It's just a big 20 pounds of crap packed into a 10 pound bag. Pretty much is the problem with TNA right now. And I was kind of excited for the. I don't know why, but I was feeling good before the show, and I did promise you a rap. But I slowly lost my resolve during the course of the show and totally forgot about my promise.
Yeah, I figured they would have done that to you. I mean, by the time you get to the eighth or seventh gimmick match or match featuring some sort of, you know, interference or run-in or slipping or something not being a clean pinfall. I mean, every match in the show... except for Angle Style, which was just had its own ridiculous stipulation, had some sort of outside interference or referee incompetence or something happened. Couldn't get a clean match on this show, but what do you expect?
It's so frustrating.
Yeah, good.
I just gotta mention, you know, every friggin' match, like, that was even good. Like, after the match, someone came out. It was just unreal. There's a lot of great, you know, the in-ring action was as good as it's been this year from, you know, from a wrestling standpoint. But, you know, from just the entire pay-per-view just felt so unimportant. Like, the in-ring action was secondary to whatever was going on backstage or after the match or what Johnny Devine was doing. And then Sting was on about 100 times, and who cares what he's doing? It's just and then the end of the show, it's just it's too much, and it's just nothing. If everything isn't, I mean, if the in-ring action isn't important, if the title's not important, then what the hell is? I mean, it's time for a change in TNA, and it's a shame because everyone in that locker room there. You know, knows what they're up against, and they just gotta ride the wave until something happens.